You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 38. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Welcome back, guys.
Hello, hello. It is, what episode number are we on?
38. And it is
38.
Year 2020.
Oh my goodness. Not while we're recording. So it's a little weird to say that. But for you guys, when you listen, it will be January 2020. Happy New Year.
Yeah. And does anybody have a teenage boy making memes already of 2020 vision? Like 2020 funny things like that?
I'm sure they'll be all
kinds of
that.
Am I the only one who's blessed with that?
I don't know. I just feel old that it's 2020. I put on this sweatshirt the other day and it said 2010 down the side. And I was like, this is really old. Has it been that long? Have I had this for 10 years? And it's just kind of hitting me how fast time is going.
Yeah. So. Guess what happens this year for me, though? It'll be my 20th wedding anniversary.
And 40.
And my 40th birthday.
Oh, my goodness. How cool that those both come at the same time.
Yeah. When you get married super young, you can double up like that.
That's cool.
So I'm hoping for a big trip for my husband. We've made it very clear. And so I even gave him dates. Yes.
And so, yes, I'm going on a big trip for my birthday this year.
Yes.
I will be 41, though. I'm older than her. We're going to New York City.
Yeah. Woohoo!
For my birthday. And the end of January. So I'm pretty excited. My first time. Well, as a kid, one time, driving through with my family, we stopped and, walked around for 2 hours.
Of New York?
That's all I've done of New York. So, really, this is my first time.
Well, awesome. Well, welcome to the new year.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah. I mean, our listeners, but you too. So we hope you had a fantastic Christmas. Hopefully you're back homeschooling, but no judgment if you're taking an extra week off.
It's cool. We get it.
Yeah. this is an episode that was requested from somebody about some of the weird things I do.
You know, Megan has all those fun, creative things that she does, that I don't do. This is one of those. You guys are going to love it because it's awesome. Yeah.
So this is a listener request. And so Karen's going to add in just her 2 cents.
Yeah. I don't do this. This isn't me. This is all her and her awesome creative mind.
Yeah.
So this is how I enjoy, work. But I'll throw in some thoughts here and there because I might have some.
You know what's funny too is that my husband used to always tell me you don't even need a friend because you're the funniest person you know. And I'm like, I am.
You can just talk and entertain yourself all day long.
And he'll ask, how was your day? And I was like, you ready? Here's how it went. And so it's funny, when we got married, he had to get used to that. And now he's that's it? That's all you have to say? And I was I don't know. Are you bored? He's no. Now I need to know.
More.
I need to know your weird wife
that's
chatter.
Awesome. I love it.
Anyway.
Your weird wife chatter.
Wait, yeah. I'm his white noise. That's how I used to fall asleep, was to me talking.
That's hilarious.
Anyway.
So, yeah, we're going to talk today about Megan's Battle of the Brains.
Battle of the Brains. Woo-hoo. We have a theme. That's the theme
It's
song.
Like Stadium of Fire.
It is. It's totally a ripoff. I was going to tell you that.
If you live in Utah, you'll know what we're talking about.
Because we go, your brains get brainier and brainier.
Oh, my gosh.
Battle of the Brains. That is what it's called. Karen is such a good sport.
I love you.
So anyways.
She keeps giving me the giggles.
I know.
All right.
You're easily amused.
I guess. I laugh easily.
Okay. So what is Battle of the Brains? It is my end of the term party. And it simply got created because I wanted my kids to finish their books at the end of the term.
Yeah.
And this was a way that I encouraged them because anybody who finished their books was welcome to my pizza party after the Battle of the Brains.
Okay. I like it.
And so I'm sure Battle of the Brains started super simple, but it always evolves, right? And some years I'm way into it. And some years I'm oh crap, that's today. hurry and throw something together. But my terms are set around our Battle of the Brain competitions.
Okay.
So, yeah. So Karen's just going to, I don't know.
So you have
interview style
12-week terms, yeah?
Yeah, we do 12-week terms.
Okay.
And the Thursday of the 12th week, that's the it. So you had to have your stuff done by Wednesday night at midnight.
See, she's super organized. I'm not. We just finish our books when we finish our books. I don't do the term thing. We just go through till we're done with
it. I realize, though, I don't like the unknown. And I'm okay with spontaneity and some unknown, but when it's it could be today, it could be in a year. Sometimes that drives me batty. So if I can help it at all, I'd like this book done.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But some books, two of my kids are hacking away at Les Mis.
Oh.
So this is not a one-term book. No. And like some of them, if they're getting through it, they're like, this is a meaty book. This is not a one-term book.
Got it.
So I do try to be very understanding. Mm-hmm. And like, is it laziness or is this book more difficult?
Yeah.
And so it's just a way to encourage them. And you want a fun fact, only one child has never, has, how do I say that right? Has not been invited to the pizza party.
We've ever?
Yeah.
And only once? Or
only,
is it,
have only it's always one the same time. One.
Nope. Okay.
We haven't talked about the story of the, have we talked about when Tess lied?
I don't think we've shared that yet. I love that story.
Okay.
Or did we?
I thought maybe we did.
Oh, maybe.
But my daughter, for 2 months, lied about doing all her schoolwork and was making up fantastic narrations. And this is what made me start pre-reading the books. Of like just lying of like, what did you read about? Well, in this book about nature, there was a shark. I totally bought it. Like it was obscure things. Anyways, she got caught. And so she did not get invited to me at a pizza party. So everybody ate pizza in front of her and it's super awkward. So I like that they usually finish. A lot of kids will stay up late Wednesday night mm-hmm. reading their books to finish them. It's just kind of fun.
That is like, fun. I love it.
Yeah. And it's great. Like the last week of school is always funny because it's like, oh, I have 2 books left.
Oh,
and bust through it.
See, that's cool though, because typically, well, like for us, I don't really give my kids a lot of deadlines like that. Uh-huh. And so I think it's good for them to experience that and to learn yeah. how to fight through those deadlines.
Well, it's great because the consequence is not pizza.
It's not like a failure. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like you're a horrible human. It's mm-hmm. not anything like that. It's like, oh, you just don't get pizza.
Right.
So not a big deal. So Battle of the Brains, we start with the amazing theme song. I tried to get Porter to write us a real theme song and he gave me a hard no, even though he's an amazing musician.
He is an amazing musician.
I'm not writing that. So I thought, okay, I'll make up one that you can dance to. So anyways, we have different events. They change, but most of these are stay about the same. So science is one of the events. And we used to do Apologia science books.
Yeah.
And so I would just go through and I've taken and made up questions throughout the Apologia okay. books. Mm-hmm. So my younger kids haven't done Apologia. We've done different things for science, uh-huh. but we always use the same questions.
Oh, so they're the ones you wrote years ago then?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So they may not know the answers.
Oh, no, but it's the same every term.
Oh, okay.
So like they're familiar with them. So Brigham got one about pinnipeds the other day and I was like, that's a seal of like, or you know what I mean? Just that family of pinnipeds. Yeah. I think walrus are in that family yeah. too. And so it's just kind of funny because there are a lot of botany. Mm-hmm. Like, what's a sepal? And they all look at me and I'm like, anybody have this? So it's way fun and it's way silly. And
so it's not really based on what they're learning now.
Just not the science.
Just science. Okay.
Because that was, I think that's how it got started though, was for that science mm-hmm. because I'm like, do you guys even know what we studied about? Mm-hmm. So that's science. Math, I tried something new this year and it totally failed. But like now I know. I gave everybody a different multiplication problem based on their skill.
Okay.
And so only my 3 kids competed. Bella and Porter said they were going to and totally decided to be responsible and go do their college schoolwork instead. I was like, you choose today to be responsible?
Well, that's funny.
But so they're like, we want to get our stuff done before Thanksgiving. So they decided to mm-hmm. do their college schoolwork instead.
Probably a good decision.
I know, but I'm sad. Like, really? But Bella came and competed with the science game with
oh,
us.
Oh, good.
And Porter ate pizza with us. the basics, the essentials. But I gave everybody a multiplication problem. And so Brigham's was like a 3-digit number times a 2-digit number.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. Tessa's was like a 5 with a 2-digit mm-hmm. number. Joshy is a math whiz. And I gave him a humongous number. So it was whoever turned it in first, right.
Okay.
And so Josh wasn't even halfway done. And
aww,
they were done.
Poor guy.
Like, oh, I didn't think that went through. But I've done math pages, just like a worksheet. Mm-hmm. And I've printed it and we've done different things where like the younger you are, the more time you have.
Okay.
So maybe it's a simpler or like younger ones got addition mm-hmm. and the other kids got division.
Right.
So just okay. always something simple with math. Mm-hmm. Vocabulary. This one's way fun. We have, I don't know what the book's actually called. Vocabulary Cartoons.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Have we have those? That book. Those are fun.
Okay. So
I love those.
Each week, because we just call it Vocab So Fab, so I couldn't remember what it was
Vocab So Fab.
Of course.
Of course.
Is it? Yes, Vocabulary Cartoons. And it has
by
a word.
Sam Birchers and yes. Brian Birchers as well.
So we've done both.
These are fun little books to help kids just learn vocabulary in a really creative way.
Yeah, so during school.
It's good for like SAT prep and stuff.
Well, and just to have great vocabulary.
Right. But like for the future as well.
Yeah. So during the school weeks, each week they would be getting a new word. Okay. And have to use it in a sentence and practice writing in cursive. So it's part of the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've done different things this year because this term, I just had a match. Okay. Like cacophony was one to a harsh sound.
Okay.
And so it was a match. But my favorite one was when I gave them a list of the words and they had to write a short story or a paragraph using them all.
That's funny.
And Joshua could not remember any of them and was like, one day there was somebody told me the word cacophony. And I thought, that's an interesting word. And then they told me the word cash. And I thought, once again, interesting word. And I go, okay.
He was creative. Yeah, he got him in a sentence. That's hilarious.
So just different things with the vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Memorization is another one that we've done often, whether it's a poem. We've done the proclamation to the family.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's this time I did fill in the blank. So I had the poem and then I'd taken out a bunch of
and
words.
And they had to fill them in fastest.
And they had to fill them in.
That's fun.
If I just have them repeat it to me, it's who can get the furthest without making a mistake.
Oh, okay.
So that was really fun. We did that with the proclamation to the family. And I would, as soon as they made a mistake, they could just stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd take them into another room. This year was the first time this term I added language arts. And so for Briggy, who's younger, he had to do his flashcards, the phonetic sounds.
The phonics ones, yeah.
But he had to do like the diphthongs and like the teens.
Mm-hmm.
So ch, k, sh. And so he'd have ch and th and all of them. And we went as far as he could. Josh and Tess did the good and the beautiful flashcards of like, what is a noun?
Oh, right.
What is a pronoun? What is a verb?
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because they're like, oh, we have this. We do this every week. But without my help, they did not get as far as they thought they would. So whoever got the furthest, that was my first time adding in language arts.
That's fun. I like that.
And that was fun because then it gives them a reason of why. Because I can explain to them, it's really great to know how to structure your sentences together. And if you learn a foreign language, but it doesn't really feel applicable, I'm like, we're going to play a game and you can win the flowers. And they're like, oh, okay.
Win the flowers. That's the prize.
Yeah, it's awesome. physical fitness we do every time. It always looks something different. I've made them race down the street. I've done obstacle courses. We have Joshua has a broken foot right now.
Oh.
So we did death by sit-ups.
I heard about this and someone got eliminated for putting their feet under the couch.
They did. They cheated. And we're like, you can't do a sit-up with your feet under the couch. But every minute you add an additional sit-up until you can't do anymore. And they got up to 20 something. But I started around 8.
Okay.
Because I'm like, we're not going to wait a full minute
for
one.
Oh,
that was fun. And then this year we did not do art, but art has been a hilarious one. It just feels so subjective that it's hard for me to pick a winner with art.
Oh, okay.
Because one year I had them all make up something. So it could be a song, a poem, a dance. And it was hilarious and it was fun. But how do you pick
the best?
The best. Right. If it's not the same element at different age levels.
Yeah.
And we also, one year was fantastic. We had them do look at a picture of art and they had a minute or something. And then I put the picture down and who could remember the most detail.
Oh, okay.
And we did Whistler's mother and Porter's looked like, you know, the face mask from the Black Plague.
Yeah.
Cause he can't draw to save his life, but he won cause he had the most details of the picture. So that one was super fun.
Hilarious.
So those are some of the categories that we do with the brains. And it's all just stuff like we've done geography if like that's something fun we learned that year.
So you just spend, this is your school day that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
We just do that morning.
Okay. That's so fun.
And the prize is it was from a craft store that's out of business now, but Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like a Michaels and Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
But a fake bouquet of flowers is the prize. And they are treasured and coveted. And
do they get to keep them for the year?
No, for the term.
Oh, just for the term.
But yeah, they're in your room. Joshua duct taped them to his wall so everybody could walk into his room and see that he was the winner. People like, but they're always displayed or
that's
put out
cute.
Somewhere.
I love it.
And then the best part of winning is that we get to watch a movie with the pizza and you get to pick the movie.
Ah, fun.
And so, yeah, that's always huge. And I don't let, because one kid was like, well, can I? I don't want to watch that. I want to go play on a tablet. And I was like, no. Like, we're watching a movie and you can watch whatever the winner wants.
So everyone has to watch it, even if they don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, sometimes this year I did it the night before, so it was a little bit more organized.
Mm-hmm.
Some years, like if I don't want to print a bunch of things or if my printer was broken, then I'll just hurry and be like, hey, we're going to wing this today.
Yeah. That's so fun.
It's just fun and lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
So on the set, side note, because I'm having a ton of fun. Most of my kids are having a ton of fun. But my 8-year-old, we've talked about, does not have a ton of fun. He is super competitive and he always wants to win. And when he doesn't, he cries.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's been tricky. I posted on Instagram about this, about him crying. And I got a lovely comment telling me that it was terrible that I was pitting my children against each
right.
other.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't pit my children against each other. There's no cage fighting, even though that'd be hilarious.
No, it's just all in fun.
But there's competition in life,
mm-hmm.
and there's competition for jobs. There's competition in just a regular board game.
Yeah.
Sports, plays, anything, mm-hmm. There's competition. And so I would rather be able to teach him what to do with those strong emotions. You didn't win. I love you. It's okay to feel sad.
Yeah, definitely.
And we can also now cheer on Tess won. She was our big mm-hmm. winner. It was her first win. And cheer on Tess for winning because she was super excited.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just kind of a side note that sometimes my kids are bummed and sometimes they're sad and it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
Well, so fun.
So
your kids probably really look forward to that.
They do.
Too. Yeah.
And Ethan was Ethan goes to school twice a week and he goes on Thursdays and he was like, really, you're going to do it while I'm gone. And so he was kind of bummed. And I thought, I'm sorry. It's not a personal attack. And Porter and Bella tried to be responsible. I was like, I cannot believe today is the day of being responsible. But no, Bella did come in and join us for the science game. And then both of them joined us for pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. So anyway,
that's
it's just
awesome.
Way fun.
It's
but really, it's just about having a good time, mm-hmm. reviewing what we've learned that semester. I have done things with geography where we learned South American countries.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of the events was they had to fill in.
Oh yeah, that's cool too.
So we did all the states and just different things. It's always different if whatever we're learning next semester, a term,
mm-hmm.
then we'll throw those in. But after I do it, I always take a week off.
Oh, okay.
So it usually lines up with Thanksgiving. So luckily
that's
it lines
nice.
Up with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So they get a full week off and that gives me a full week also to prepare
to plan the next term.
The next term.
Yeah, that's so smart. What a great
thing.
So
yeah, if you guys have any other questions about something we do and you'd like a full episode about it, just let us know.
Yeah. And we'd also love to hear from you. What do you do to celebrate the end of a term or semester or the end of the school
year
in your home? Share your ideas with us in comments of Instagram or Facebook or wherever you're following us. And we'd love to hear from you as well.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Have a lovely, lovely
yes.
day.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.